We get on the G&M Family Market phone line and head south a couple hours to beautiful Portland, Maine, and connect with our friend Jessica Gagne of WCSH-TV and News Center. Jess, how are you?
I am doing well. Long time no speak. I'm looking forward to talking to you. It's been a while.
And it's been far too long. The last time you were on, you were actually rapping, so do you need a beatbox behind you here?
No, my rap skills have deteriorated, I think, since the last time I was on. And I've been told by a lot of people to probably stop doing it, so I may take their advice.
Oh, no, man. Yeah,
not
you
exactly
were great.
My strong suit.
We thought you were great. We're happy to have you be a part of that for a couple of years with us here. So what are you doing these days? You're doing more news than sports, right?
Yes, of course. I used to be a sports anchor, and I do love it, and I do get to do it from time to time, which is great. I actually, I don't think I've talked to you since the Stanley Cup came to my hometown,
right.
But that was great because the news station let me follow the sports route because I was from Biddeford, and I knew the Dumoulins, from my town, and that family was just so great on that whole journey through the playoffs and eventually Brian, getting to hoist the Stanley Cup, so it was amazing to see it come through town. So I've been doing a little bit of it, but yeah, mostly news, which has been great. It's another challenge in my career, another thing for me to take on and try to get better at, and I'm just happy that I still get to be on TV in Maine, in my home state, the entire state.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But I know you still keep an eye on sports and a close hand on things.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hang in there for that whole Patriots game last night?
Oh, I did, actually. It's the whole thing. and I'm glad I did, because after the first half, I was kind of like, oh, well, I think I could probably turn it off. Looks like it's going pretty well, and I'll get to bed early. But then all of a sudden the mistakes start happening and you're like, I'm going to be up till midnight. And I was, but I'm glad it turned out the way it did. So that was a close one.
Now, what's your favorite sport? Not to cover, but your favorite sport as a spectator?
As a spectator, it's increasingly becoming hockey. And I think it was because of the experience that I had when I was in Bangor covering the UMaine hockey team, being in the Alphond. It was just so exciting, and something that I experienced from time to time when I was a kid in the Portland area going to Pirates games, but I never really had anybody in my family play hockey, so I wasn't going to games a lot, and covering that team just brought on this level of excitement that I was like, this game is something that I could really get into. And since then, I've always been a Bruins fan, but been following them more. And another one that's growing on me is basketball, actually. Obviously, that's always been a big thing here. But my number one and number two have always been football and baseball. But now I'm actually the MC for the Red Claws this year. That's new. So I've been at all their home games. So it's been really cool to experience that in the Expo and to see how many fans come out and really do love that sport and love seeing the D-League be a part of the state. So that's been really cool.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. That's awesome that you get the opportunity to do that. That's fabulous.
Yeah, so, it's so fun. I mean, it's one of those things where, I love watching the game, and I'm doing all kinds of things for the Red Claws. So a lot of the times I'm like, oh, we're winning. I look up and I want to watch the game more, but it's amazing because I actually get to be a part of the experience that they provide for so many young kids that just love basketball and play it here and love to see, some of the Celtics coming down and seeing these professionals play. So it's been really, really fun.
When you get to see James Young, probably more than he would like.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, but when they come, a lot of times they put on a show, which is great, and it's that recognition, and you do feel, obviously with the Sea Dogs, having the Sea Dogs in Portland too, with all the Red Sox that come in rehab and all the amazing players you get to see come through here and go on to do well, it just connects you more to those New England teams that we all love up here. So,
we're talking to Jess Gagne of News Center, WCSH-TV in Portland, WLBZ in Bangor. I also saw, I'm not stalking you on Twitter, I promise, I saw some of the pictures. I think it was with you and Don Kerrigan at Coats for Kids recently. That's always such a great event that you guys are a part of.
Oh, yeah, we do it every year in December, which is amazing. I actually got to do it for the first time with Don this year, so that was great. I picked him up at 5:30, and we were on our way to Augusta and hung out there all day. Every year, though, since I've been a part of the station, I've done it. I've done it in Bangor, I've done it in Portland, I've done it in Lewiston, and this year was Augusta. And it's just been the outpouring of support from Mainers is just unbelievable, and especially right before Christmas and the holidays. Everybody's, you know, saving for their own things and things that they want to purchase their families. But, I mean, we got thousands of coats. We got so many donations. And the nice thing is, you know, it's not just one day. We are there, you know, in present for one day, but we leave the boxes until New Year's, and donations keep coming in. So it's always nice to be able to use, you know, your voice for good and for the good of the community. And, you know, these jackets and these toys that we collect go to help so many people. So I'm just honored to be a part of it every year. And I'm honored to hang out with Don. Who wouldn't be honored to hang out with Don Kerrigan? It's the coolest thing ever.
Absolutely. Now, I hope they did tell you in advance not to ever let Don drive, right?
Right, exactly. I picked him up.
That's a good thing.
I took him. He navigated, though, because I am GPS dependent most of the time, even in my hometown. So he was the navigator. He knew exactly where to go.
Well, let me ask you this. Having grown up in Southern Maine but worked in both markets, is there a different set of priorities for sports fans in Southern Maine than there were up here in the Bangor area?
You know, that is an interesting question, too. Growing up in this area, I mean, I went to Biddeford High School, and covering high school sports here, football was always king at my school, from what I remember, and did reign a lot here. And we do have a lot of strong football programs, traditions, not just in Southern Maine, throughout all of Maine, but a lot of traditions here in Southern Maine, too. And when I went to Bangor, I remember thinking that, you know, football is obviously important there, but there was a very strong basketball tradition that I latched on to that I loved, especially with teams in the county and teams in Eastern Maine. It just seemed like there was so much history there. So priority, I mean, I think everybody loves both sports, but I think, you know, that's the vibe that I got when I was in Bangor. Basketball season was just huge. Loved covering the tournaments. I started when it was the first year of the tournaments at the new Cross Center. So it wasn't the old Bangor Auditorium. So, I heard stories about how amazing that was. And it was still amazing when I was covering it. But I know that, you know, people cherish those memories so much up there. And it's just cool to be a part of it.
When you're on TV on a regular basis, you do have to deal with a much different level of recognition, certainly, than it is for us radio schmoes. I wonder...
everybody knows who you are, Rich. Come on.
I wonder, though, growing up in Maine, is it different for you, and are people, for the most part, nice to you when they see you just out and being a regular, normal person doing the kind of things normal people do? Do you get those guys who are like, "I went to high school with you, Jessica. Well, you big TV star now, hey." I don't know why they...
I do. You know, I love people so much. They are great. And it's funny, you know, I actually am a pretty casual dresser. I don't wear that much makeup when I go out in my day-to-day life. So it's just kind of like people give me that second look sometimes. Like, I know I've seen her somewhere, but I can't really place it, and people will come up to me, you know, in restaurants and stuff. My boyfriend laughs every time, and he thinks it's so great if somebody comes up and just says, "Hey, I think you do great work," and that's what I get. It's never anything, you know, else besides you're doing great, and I appreciate that so much. That always just, that validation makes you feel so good. Like, hey, people recognize that I'm from here, that I care about Maine, that I'm, you know, that I grew up here, and they appreciate that I'm, you know, putting myself out there to tell some of these stories. And that makes me feel good, because sometimes, you know, you're standing behind a camera and you really don't think people are watching. You know, you just, who are you talking to? You're just talking to a camera. But there are so many people here that are watching and that are invested. And, I mean, going to my hometown is great, because everybody's always been so supportive and still continues to be supportive. But I do get it, you know, a lot of different places that I go. And I've actually had the opportunity to be on, you know, a lot of the different newscasts that Channel 6 puts on. So whether it's weekend mornings, weekend nights, weekdays now, I've been on a lot of it. And it's been almost 4 years since I've been doing this. So yeah, I get the recognition, which is great. And I never really, you know, sometimes you just roll out of bed and you're like, goodness, I hope no one sees me. But even then, you know, people are really nice, so that's great.
Now, do you you have your sweaters picked out? Are you part of that crew that might get the call for an early morning duty for a storm center?
Oh, yeah, everybody's really part of that crew. so we all have, I sit with, people make fun of me because I have a giant bag next to my desk that's basically full of things that if I were to get stranded in the middle of a snowstorm that, you know, would keep me going, snow pants, you know, water, food and stuff like that, because we never know. And, you know, it's funny because everything shuts down when the snow comes in Maine for the most part, but that's when we ramp up. So I'm ready. This one I didn't do, the first storm center that we had on Monday. That was a few morning people did it, and it wasn't too significant down here, and I know there were a bunch of people out in Bangor and in that area covering it, so I missed the first one, but I am ready and prepared, and I'm sure I will be called upon soon, because it, you know, for the looks of it, we're going to get some snow this winter. I'm not a meteorologist, but
yeah, I think you're safe.
The only thing I don't do.
It's a pretty good prediction right there. Hey, Jess, it's so good to talk with you again. Been far too long. We can't wait as long to get you back on. You do wonderful work, and always a treat to have you on the program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be there. And I'll have to get up to Bangor sometime, too, soon, so we can hang out in person.
That sounds great. Hey, thanks, Jess.
Awesome. Thanks, Rich. Have a good one.
That's Jessica Gagne of News Center all over the state of Maine, WCSH, Portland, WLBZ in Bangor.